I will put it into words.
The wind makes the stalk of broom straw wave back and forth.
Here I go.
The cellular structure of the broom straw makes the stalks of the broom straw wave back and forth.
This is easier than I thought.
The roots of the broom straw make the stalk of the broom straw wave back and forth.
Sometimes I want to wave back.
I'm putting it into words.
The words change and sometimes stay the same.
The thermal currents generated by the sun make the stalk of the broom straw wave back and forth.
Like stalker, for example.
It is like a phoenix, born, destroyed, and born.
But it isn't a phoenix.
Or even remotely related.
Except that both can be put into words.
Come to with terms.
Term limits.
Words, words, words.
The predisposition of people to relate the world and its objects to themselves makes the stalk of broom straw wave back and forth.
It is the pudding that puts me off.
Wave around might be more accurate.
Since we live in a three-dimensional world.
Unless you count time.
What else can you do with it?
There are so many stalks of broom straw that it is hard to see just one.
The window frame gets in the way.
Limits the visual field.
One way of describing the broom straw.
The visual plane.
I put the words on the things.
No jokes about the lotion and the basket.
I cannot see a single stalk.
Without leaving my seat.
I call it a field.
I didn't know it was called broom straw.
Before I called it grass.
People call it broom straw.
They also think broom straw.
A boom slang, on the other hand, is a snake. Thank you.